First question. Many bell foundries have closed across the UK. In your view, is there a viable way to address the decline of this industry?
I think during the 60s, it became difficult to run a foundry.
Yeah.
Profit was ebbing away quickly. And as a consequence, that's really what put paid to Whitechapel. They weren't profitable, they didn't modernise, and as a consequence, they failed.
They failed.
Yeah.
And they closed in 2017, right?
2017.
That definitely
goes. That's correct.
Do you feel bells still hold relevance in today's society, or should bell making be seen as a heritage craft from the past? Do you believe there is a value in reviving and preserving this craft today?
I do.
You do?
It's a heritage craft that must be preserved.
Yeah. Okay. What are some of the most valuable skills or knowledge needed to work in bell making? Are there any ways that Taylor's Bell Foundry is working to preserve these skills for future generations?
Yes, we employ apprentices
right
across the board. Covers every aspect of
Do they need any prerequisite to start working at Taylor's Bell Foundry?
Just enthusiasm.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, and then they can focus on woodworking or metalworking.
No, they cover the whole side. Sorry, they cover the whole side.
Do they? Have technological advancement affected the way you make bells today compared to the past?
No, it's very much as is.
Okay, yeah, respect that.
Yeah, you could almost go back 100 years and it would be exactly the same apart from
some
modern
equipment.
Furnaces. Modern furnaces. The process is basically the same.
Okay. How does the foundry engage with local community in Loughborough? Are there any programs, events or partnerships aimed at raising awareness about the significance of bell founding?
We take
locally?
School parties in.
Okay.
We take those around, yeah. Okay. So it's very much...
And I guess the museum is also part of this.
Yeah, it's
program.
A community museum as well.
Because you're not paid, right? You're doing this because... You're guiding this store just because you like it's enthusiasm, right? You're not paid for doing this, are you?
Well, I miss it myself.
Yeah.
No. It's just we're volunteers.
Yeah,
both
that's
myself,
awesome.
Gary, and all the other guides, and all the museum staff. Apart from this current, there's three members of staff.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay. How does, maybe you already answered this, how does the foundry see its role in preserving cultural heritage? Are there specific ways that Taylor's Bell Foundry contributes to the conservation of historic artifacts on site?
Well, it's very much because we're taking apprentices in. I think, the apprentices are our future.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have there been any innovative approaches to creating or using bells to adapt to modern needs or settings? For example, do you see potential for bells in contemporary design or architecture, or is it?
It's up to the customers, really.
Yeah,
we get customers from all over the world.
Yeah, what kind of? Is it only for churches or?
No, carillons.
Right. Just towers.
Temples.
Oh, okay.
We send bells to Far East Asia. So Southeast Asia, I should say, Thailand, Japan.
They
get
worldwide.
Bells from us.
Yeah, okay.
American universities use our bells for their carillons.
Yeah. Interesting. Are there opportunities for young people? Well, I mean, you answered that question already. What do you envision for the future of Taylor's Bell Foundry in the next decade? Are there any new directions, projects, or expansions on the horizon?
I think we intend to expand our tour base.
Okay.
Next year, I think there'll be tours on two other days. Currently, they're on 3 days a week.
Yep.
Next year, they'll be up to 5 days a week.
Do you see an increase in the demand of...
Yes. Yeah. Well, once we advertise a tour, that tour is full.
It's fully
within
booked.
Hours.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Last one, what do you find most rewarding about working at Taylor's Bell Foundry? What aspect of bell making do you feel captures the passion of those who work here?
Definitely the casting.
Yeah?
Without a shadow of a doubt. they try to involve as many of the team in a bell cast as they can.
Okay.
Even some of the girls, some of the girls, the staff.
No way.
Work.
What role do they have to play in this process?
Active role. They stand there with the heat pouring into the moulds, and they'll be standing on top of it. So,
wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Kira will tell you. You get involved in the castings, don't you?
I do.
Yeah.
I've cast 2 bells so far.
No way.
Yeah, and I've helped with the feeding process many times as well.
And I guess you're starting to learn the process. And
yeah. I can pretty much tell you from A to Z what they do and how they do it.
That's crazy. Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Lucky. All right.
Okay.
That's answered my question.
Your questions?
No.